This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with local news and commentary for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. Here are today's statistics. The Jefferson County COVID-19 case number remains at 71 with 51 people awaiting test results. And Port Townsend's air quality index is in the good range with a rating of 7. A good faith effort to show appreciation of local law enforcement with gift baskets was thwarted when Jefferson County Sheriff Joe Knoll declined the gifts due to ethics concerns. Port Townsend resident Rebecca Logue assembled several grab-and-go bags containing cookies and snacks intended as a thank you gift for law enforcement officers. As reported by the Jefferson County Washington News Facebook page, Knoll declined the gifts after researching policy. In a letter to Logue, Knoll said, "It was a very tough decision for me to make, but in my opinion, accepting the gift bags violates ethics policy and state law." He added that he had a responsibility to the deputies and the citizens of Jefferson County to lead the department in an ethical, responsible, and professional manner. The page reported that Jefferson County Commissioner Kate Dean sent a gift card for meals to deputies who responded to the teen suicide earlier this month in Port Hadlock. This gift was also returned due to Knoll's concern about accepting such gifts. Jefferson Healthcare is the recipient of a $91,000 Department of Commerce Child Care Partnership Grant, a state collaboration with the Safe Start Fund to develop community-based plans for expanding child care capacity. The grant funds will be used to reassess child care needs during the pandemic and then create an implementation-ready blueprint to address the child care crisis by increasing high-quality, community-based child care capacity in Jefferson County, according to a press release. The project continues the work of the task force established last year. The Port Townsend City Council canceled its meeting this week because the agenda items were easily rolled into a future meeting. Council members have attended a plethora of recent meetings, and this one wasn't really necessary at this time. The council meets next on Monday, September 28th. The council meets every Monday in October. This is to correct a report from the Port Townsend Free Press stating all Port Townsend City Council meetings for this week have been canceled. There is no scheduled City Council business meeting scheduled for the next month. While it's not up to KPTZ to correct other media outlets' mistakes, we present this as a public service for those who were misled by that post. And to remind you, don't believe everything you hear or read. Lately, our attention has focused on two potential disasters, the COVID-19 epidemic and the threat of fires. But we can't forget what keeps some of us awake in normal times, the threat of an earthquake or tsunami. With that in mind, the annual Great Shakeout Earthquake Drill is scheduled for 10:15 a.m. on Thursday, October 15th. At that time, KPTZ will broadcast the drill, preparing us for the eventual emergency. The number of actual emergencies occurring before that time cannot be predicted. And to remind you, it is 6 weeks until Election Day. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.